This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. Years ago, I came across this article on parenting. Perhaps you'll enjoy it too. I know some of this is dated, but it's entitled, Someday. Someday, when the kids are grown, things are going to be a whole lot different. The garage won't be full of bikes, electric trains on plywood, or unfinished experimental projects, and I'll be able to park both cars neatly in just the right places, and never again stumble over skateboards, a pile of papers saved for the school fun drive, or the bag of rabbit food now split and spilled. Someday, when the kids are grown, the kitchen will be incredibly neat. The sink will be free of sticky dishes. The garbage disposal won't get choked on rubber bands or paper cups. The blender won't stand for 6 hours coated with the remains of midnight milkshakes. And my lovely wife will actually have time to get dressed leisurely without having to answer a dozen questions on math or spelling words. And she'll be able to get her hair done without trying to squeeze it in between racing a sick dog to the vet and a trip to the orthodontist with a child in a bad mood. Someday, when the kids are grown, the telephone will be available and free of lipstick, mayonnaise, corn chip crumbs, and little toothpicks stuck in all the holes, and silently and amazingly, it will just hang there without looking as if it was growing from a teenager's ear. Someday, when the kids are grown, we'll be able to see through our car's windows, and fingerprints, tongue licks, sneaker footprints, and dog tracks will be conspicuous by their absence, and I don't have to answer, Daddy, is it a sin that you're driving 47 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone? I won't have to promise to kiss the rabbit goodnight, or to wait up forever until the kids get home from dates, or have to take a number to get a word in at the supper table. Yes, someday, when the kids are grown, things are going to be a whole lot different. For one by one, they'll leave the nest, and the place will begin to resemble order, and maybe even a touch of elegance. And the clink of china and silver will be heard on occasion, and the phone will be strangely silent, and the house will be quiet, calm, and always clean, and empty, and filled with memories, and lonely, and we won't like it at all. And we'll spend our time not looking forward to someday, but looking back to yesterday and thinking, maybe we can babysit the grandkids and get some life back into this place. Why did God give children parents? God gave children parents that we might train those little bundles of joy for the Lord, Proverbs 22, verse 6, that we might see them as a trust loaned to us from God, Psalm 127, verses 3 and 5. And God gave children parents that those little olive plants around our table might become a temple in whom Jesus Christ wants so desperately to dwell. Psalm 128 in verses 3 and 4. Before our someday comes as parents, let's do more than remember how we got our children. Let's remember why. Hey, now go out and love your child each day.